Planting a church begins with listening. A Christian church planter may enter a community where Scientology has a visible presence. That presence may include facilities, businesses, community programs, families, current members, former members, and people with many different opinions about Scientology. The church planner should not begin by assuming that everyone in the community thinks alike. Some residents may actively participate in Scientology. Some may have family members involved. Some may have left Scientology. Others may have little interest in religion at all. Still others may be Christians, members of another religion, or people searching for spiritual direction. Responsible church planting begins with community exegesis. Community exegesis means carefully studying and listening to the people, history, institutions, needs, relationships, and spiritual commitments of a particular place. A church planting team can begin by asking questions such as, what are the community's greatest strengths? What needs are residents concerned about? Where do people gather? What community organizations are already serving effectively? What experiences have shaped public trust or distrust? What words carry special religious meanings in this community? Church planners must resist treating people as demographic categories or evangelistic projects. Every person is an image bearer created by God. People should be known as neighbors, not merely as Scientologists, former Scientologists, or potential church members. The team should also understand that familiar religious words may carry different meanings. Words such as spirit, salvation, freedom, truth, eternity, and Jesus may not mean the same thing to every person. Instead of immediately correcting someone, a Christian leader can ask, what does spiritual freedom mean to you? How have you understood the person of Jesus? What do you believe happens after death? Listening carefully helps prevent misunderstanding and creates opportunities for honest conversation. Community understanding does not require religious neutrality. Christian church planters should openly acknowledge that they are followers of Jesus Christ who understand reality through Scripture. At the same time, they can listen respectfully and describe another person's beliefs accurately. The goal is not to conduct a covert investigation or gather sensational information. The goal is to understand the community well enough to serve faithfully, speak truthfully, and love neighbors wisely. A healthy church plant learns before it announces. It listens before it answers. It serves before it demands recognition. It develops relationships without hiding its Christian identity. The church planter trusts that the Holy Spirit works through truthful witness, patient presence, biblical teaching, hospitality, prayer, and genuine neighbor love. Understanding the community is not a strategy for manipulating people. It is part of loving the people God has placed around us.